Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people! Nazi whale margarine pirates!
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck!
Pol Pot Pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators!
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
All aboard! It is 11 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time. That can mean one thing and one thing only. Get on the gravy train, baby. It's time for the Biscuit Boys. We are broadcasting live from 333 Deary Road in beautiful downtown Maui. And this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Yes, we are. We are right here in downtown Kahului.
In the heart of darkness, Conrad.
It's a beautiful day today.
You're a beautiful day today.
And you know what I just found out?
That you're handsome.
You know what else?
What?
Is in downtown Kahului,
what?
Right down the street,
what?
Next to Amigos.
What?
West Side Vibes.
West Side Vibes?
Yeah, so West Side Vibes perished in the fire, but now they're back.
But Riz like a phoenix.
Yeah.
Risen.
So they're not
Rose.
They're not on the, I guess they're Central Side Vibes.
Yeah.
Central Vibes.
I mean, the vibes are still West Side.
The vibes are still West Side, but the brick and mortar location is right here on Deary Road.
Huh?
Yeah.
And that sultry sound, of course, can be one thing only, is my co-host, my cohort, my co-something, Vincent Archangel Gravy in the studio today.
I think I want to go walk over there and get like some stickers or something. Tony
Tuchok's
got us a swag bag.
Swag bag.
Or he got himself a swag bag, rather.
Ooh, I got rolling papers.
It's got all the fun stuff. It's got stickers and lighters.
Ooh.
And that bee wick stuff.
I love paraphernalia, bro.
And beeline.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and a little keychain grinder. Isn't that awesome?
What?
It was such a cute little keychain grinder.
Keychain grinder.
So how are you doing?
Better now that DJ Tony Tuchok is creeping on us through the windows. Thank you, DJ Tony Tuchok.
He's telling you to put his stuff down, not touch his things.
We have quite possibly one of the most amazing shows coming up today. Today, this episode. But first,
I forgot my coffee.
What is Biscuits and Gravy?
Biscuits and Gravy is a show
about nothing, nay, a show about everything. Less fake news, more bake news.
Love Gravy.
We're a show about cooking and comedy.
Watching stuff on TV.
Porn and conspiracies.
Here, let me play the song.
You better.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready to hear the song that tells you what the show's about? All right, here we go.
Cooking and comedy, watching stuff on TV, porn and conspiracies, biscuits and gravy.
That's
all right.
Is that George Kahamana Jr. playing the ook?
The biscuit is right here.
That's me.
We're gonna
doing a Fred Durst impression.
You can flash.
We're gonna finish today's episode off the lovely segment we call Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. Before that, we're gonna do spoiler alert. Ooh, Vince, what are you gonna spoil for us today? It's spoiler alert.
I don't know. Dune 2.
Dune 2. Dune Strikes Back.
Or have you been watching Fallout?
No, but I hear that it has less good butts than the video game, but more comedy than the video game. I hear it's actually pretty funny.
That's pretty well balanced.
Oh, good. Are there nice butts on it?
Do you like dudes' butts?
I'm not. You know what? I like butts, you know?
I've been watching The Americans also lately, and that's got a lot of butts in it. Spoiler alert.
Wait, you're rewatching The Americans?
Rewatching The Americans. We'll talk about that later during
Season
spoiler alert.
Season 1 is
sexy. But let's do a little bit of housekeeping up at the front. Right now, we've got a guest right here in the studio who's been very quiet and respectful so far.
Yeah, you better take a big dose of gravy right now, baby. You better buckle down, baby. It's time for the Biscuit Boy Hour.
Friend of the show, Josh. How you doing, Josh?
I was waiting for the intro. I didn't want to mess you guys up.
Good morning and aloha. We got one heck of a doozy for you. You are a comedian on island. We're a show with comedians. What's the odds? Wow.
You guys didn't open your present. I brought presents.
And we're here to butt plug a show, too. You got a show going on this Friday, right?
I even got this for you guys.
Ooh,
special.
Baby. Is this a gallon of strawberry?
So this is a signed flyer for your upcoming produced show, Fourth Friday Comedy Show.
This is so heavy. Oh, my God. Okay, we're not going to show that in the studio.
Oh.
I love it. Put it over there.
Okay.
Put it down.
A bottle of Don Julio?
It's a bottle of Don Gravio in a Subway bag.
Okay.
That's the bag I eat from my Subway sandwich. It's got oil and everything on it from this morning.
What do you like to get from Subway? What's your favorite Subway sandwich?
Veggie Delight.
Really?
I'm a vegan.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know this. I'll give you a little hot tip about ordering from Subway.
You're vegan?
I am.
That's his whole shtick. He's the largest vegan you'll ever know.
The fattest vegan in the world.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to be eating a lot of
fresh
fries,
have you been
right?
vegan?
Almost 3. Oh, well, November makes 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Longer than I've been a comedian.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, what's your go-to?
Maybe if you start eating meat, you'll get funnier.
Yeah.
I have medical problems.
Oh.
That's man. Bummer.
I ate too much meat in my life.
A lot of times, I'll run into somebody who like has a bunch of face tattoos, and he's like, I don't drink. I'm like, okay, you don't drink or you don't drink anymore? He's like, I don't drink anymore. I'm like, okay.
That makes more sense.
That makes more sense than I don't drink, face tattoo guy.
So you just had a lifetime supply of beef, and then you're good.
Over, all right. Yeah, too much.
How about crabs?
You've hit your lifetime quota.
Yeah. In half my lifespan.
Well, who's to say?
It could be 90% of your lifespan. We'll see. Time will tell.
But I still eat good food. I'm actually a vegetarian. I eat cheese.
Cheese, baby. Yeah. What would life be without cheese?
I know. I couldn't. I had to. And they tell me not to, but.
Cheese, though. What's the, you know?
You can't not eat cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese and eggs. That's all I get.
Who's telling you not to? Vegans?
Yeah, vegans.
Yeah. Well, what do they know?
They don't accept me.
They're stinky.
Yeah. Vegan community doesn't accept me. They don't like fat vegans.
The comedian community accepts you.
Also, maybe it's because you eat cheese. Maybe that's why the vegan community is not accepting you.
The vegan community doesn't accept me.
He's like, vegans don't.
Also, I eat mozzarella sticks.
Vegan community doesn't accept me just because I'm eating eggs and cheese. Now, here's a question for you. Is honey vegan?
Ooh, good question.
Do vegans eat honey?
Most vegans do not eat honey. Because a bug.
Well, you're a little fuzzy on the vegan rules.
Yeah,
but veggie. But the question is like, okay, so it's not an animal product or an animal. I mean, it's like an animal product, but the bees are actually making it. They're not like the bees are making it for. Well, I guess they are making it for themselves, right?
Figs and dates too. One of them also needs like a hornet to die inside of it in order for it to live. And so some vegans don't eat, I think it's figs.
That can't be right.
It's true, bro. I read it. It's a Fig Newton fact.
Jesus cursed a fig tree one time and killed it.
What?
So if you are a strict Christian, maybe you should learn from Jesus' advice and not eat figs.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
They hate calculus, Fig Newtons. All
right. That's a joke about Isaac Newton, the creator of calculus, everybody.
Lame.
So, Josh, why don't you tell us, you're here to plug this show. So, this is a Fourth Friday comedy show at Pro Arts, right?
Yeah.
This is nothing new. They've been doing this every Fourth Friday, I believe.
Yeah, I think Chino gave it up because he was super busy.
And so, yeah, Chino is one of the most busy, hardest working comedians on the island. So, you are producing this show.
Yes.
Is this the first one that you've produced?
Yes.
Okay. And so, who's going to be on the show?
Let me see. There's like 20 people.
You have like an all-star show for this Friday. It's this Friday, Fourth Friday at Pro Arts. And we can't say how much tickets are.
So this says that Chino LaForge is the headliner and Rhonda is hosting. And then so on the flyer here, you've got Ian Shippen and Jasmine Bautista.
Ooh, yes. Flying in some Oahu comics.
Who are they? I'm not familiar with these folks.
They're Honolulu comics. They're just good people. When I go to Honolulu, they're like the nicest, kindest people to me. So I told them. The first time I'll throw a show, I want you guys to be there.
Cool.
I love that about Maui. It is kind of a very inclusive community, unless you're Abra.
Yeah. If you go to Oahu, it's very cutthroat, where everybody is trying to outdo each other.
No way, Jose.
And hold everybody down. But on Maui, everybody's like, oh, I want you to do well.
Let's hold each other up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like on Oahu, it's a bunch of crabs in a bucket.
Yeah, I got a lot of support.
Nobody can get out because everybody pulls each other down. But here, we all help each other up.
Yep, we rise to the top of the gravy bath.
I remember Chuck was so excited when I asked him, and Ted Anderson, like, really.
Is he going to be on the show?
Yes.
Whoa, who else is going to be on the show? Let's plug it.
Okay, so Eddie V is doing 3 minutes. Vinny, my buddy Vinny. Nicole's a comedian from Honolulu.
Not me.
Corey, I asked you.
There's another comedian in Vinny, or you have another friend in Vinny?
Oh, yeah. I got a buddy named Vinny. He doesn't do comedy, but...
But he's going to be on the comedy show.
Yeah, it's my best friend. But we've dreamed about being comedians for like 20 years.
Yeah, cool.
And like he does open mics once in a while.
All right, so guys, when you see this guy, Vinny, doing comedy, it's not me.
Whoa. I don't know if I can know the difference.
Just be warned.
Wait, did you want to go? No.
No, actually, I did appreciate when you texted me and asked me, but I unfortunately have to work.
And AJ, who moved to Honolulu, is coming. I mean, I don't know if she lives. She's always back and forth, you know, AJ.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, she's coming back for the show.
So this is like a fourth Friday comedy festival. Is this like an all-day thing?
It's going to be quick. So the first like 12 people, we're just going to blow through them shotgun style.
Okay.
And then the headliners.
Wow.
And I just got the talking to from Ted last night about, I never heard about this, but laughter fatigue.
Yeah,
there's just so much laughter. So,
yeah, I don't.
Well,
I would,
you're not going to have to worry about that with Eddie V going up first.
Yeah, waka waka.
But
also, isn't a shotgun all at once? You're looking for more like a machine gun, right? Because that would be rapid fire.
Yeah, like I'm just hoping everybody sticks to their time. I wanted Brian
minutes,
Michaels on
minutes.
The show, but
no, Brian Michaels does not do his time. He's a regular Chuck Thompson. He's gonna go over. But, so, other than this amazing Friday show we got going on, what other comedy you been up to? What else are you doing?
I did the burlesque show Saturday. That was interesting.
Oh, tell me about that.
That was also hosted by Rhonda, I believe.
Yeah, she did great.
Who is this Rhonda Hansen? We should have her on the show.
Rhonda Hansen. I was messaging her this morning. I said, I got to get the guys something. What do they like? And she gave me the idea for that.
Rhonda gets a lot of work done. She does a lot of comedy on the island.
That makes it sound like she gets a lot of plastic surgery. She's had a lot of work
done. Is that Rhonda's real cheekbones? I don't know. They're pretty good.
Did she die in a car crash in 1966?
Who knows? Rhonda Hansen really is dead.
If you play her set backwards.
She's Rhonda Lee Kitts now.
Yeah. I had said that at the burlesque show. I go, after my set was done, I was like, everybody, Rhonda Lee Hansen. That, when I started comedy, she was kind of going by both.
Yes. So very confusing.
Yeah.
Well, her Instagram is not Rhonda Lee Kitts. It's Rhonda Handsome.
Yes.
So it's no one knows. But if you just.
There's also another Rhonda Handsome. Google,
if you just Google like Rhonda Maui comedian, you'll find the right one.
Yeah.
Google it.
And her and Evan been awesome to me. Like they've been from my first time going on mic.
Mm. Yeah. Did he sell you some solar?
No, not yet.
Let's do a little housekeeping. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. I am Vince Foti. My host here is Chuck Thompson. We got Josh Kamalo on the show with us. We're Maui comedians, and you are probably listening to us on 88.5 KKU, the voice of Gravy. But don't forget that you can also watch us live on Channel 55. We're on live TV right now. What's going on, guys?
Channel 55, where are you?
You can also check out all of our past episodes if you go to biscuitwars.com or you go to wherever you get your podcasts, be it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808 and you'll be able to listen to all of our past episodes for free. There's no commercials. It's great.
We're supposed to play commercials.
We're also,
we absolutely do not.
We're also on, well, even if we did play commercials live, I edit them out so you don't have to listen to them when you listen to them, us on Spotify.
What a sweetheart.
Isn't that so nice of me?
We were originally being sponsored on Spotify by the same coffee company that they use at Chick-fil-A.
At Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It's full of hate. You can taste the hate.
You ever had Chick-fil-A's mac and cheese?
I just ate it recently.
So good, right? It's so vegan.
Yeah, I googled is this vegan,
like, no.
And it said
no of course not.
And that's... also if you want to see pictures of us with the comedians that are on our show and also pictures of me and Chuck eating various things, you can find us on Instagram at Biscuits and Gravy 808. You can also follow us on Patreon at Biscuits and Gravy 808. Or if you're in the Maui area, you can come see us. We have one open mic that's on Mondays.
Yes.
That Chuck and I both went to for the first time recently. That's at a place called Story in Paia.
Yeah, Paia's a little scary at night.
That
but
was
not
a,
Monday nights.
Not Monday nights.
Not Monday nights.
And you know, you got a bunch of hippies that are all there, and they're
that's
all
the day they shower.
They're all
it's
happy
the best
to
day.
See. Yes, exactly. So that's the safest day to go to Paia.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have the Tuesday open mic at Vibe, where you can often catch Chuck and I, and that's usually around like 8:30 it starts up. I think sign ups around 7:30, and you can see the unhinged ramblings of various people like Nick Nettleship.
Unhinged, baby.
And Chuck Thompson.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Some people are like an open book. I'm more like an open door. Unhinged!
Did you guys see the video of videos or photos of the Monday night, this past Monday night?
No.
No.
Pray tell, handsome man.
My ass went viral.
Oh, that was Monday?
That was Monday night at the story.
Yeah, you're bending over and Rhonda took a picture of your butt.
It was Shane Nelson.
Shane.
Is that whose butt is in the picture?
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, I just saw that. Our friend Shane Nelson is Dude Dog Hawaii on Instagram. And I was just going through the feed just now, and I saw his picture of somebody's butt. And I didn't know whose butt it was. I thought maybe it was Chuck's.
I was doing mushrooms in Hana. I was having a much better time.
Oh, yeah. You just got back from Hana. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Yeah?
Hana's always a blast.
What kind of mushrooms did you have?
Old mushrooms.
Old mushrooms. Old. So they weren't the red caps that we got last time?
No. That was like cleaning out my safe, and I'm like, I should eat these.
Oh, yeah? So it's just a good old school Cadenzies?
Yeah. Just, it was interesting. But didn't make me poop, so that's always good.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. You ever do psychedelics?
I do.
Yeah, doggy. Yes. Get it done.
Mushrooms make me constipated.
Really?
When I'm on psychedelics, all my orifices shut down.
Oh, I'm the opposite.
So I don't eat. Yeah, like when we do psychedelics together, you're always like, I want to go eat. I'm like, I can't even fathom eating.
I get so hungry. I get the hunger.
I have the exact opposite. Mm. Like everything's closed for business when I'm on psychedelics.
Not everything. Hey, all right.
A herbalist told me to stop because I think I have CTE.
What's that?
I've been knocked out like 21 times in the ring.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So and I thought the mushrooms were helping me because I was watching a podcast and they said if you have CTE the psychedelics and mushrooms and
what is CTE?
Will speed up the process.
CTE is when you get a bunch of concussions playing sports, all the stuff that all the football players have, or it makes them lose cognizance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's it stand for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. Know anymore. Yeah, used to know.
If you know what it stands for, give us a call at 808-873-3435. That number again, 808-873-3435.
CTE stands for chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Oh, how did you forget that? God, Josh.
I don't think I ever knew
how
that.
How did you forget?
And so it happens Never to people forget. Who have multiple traumatic brain injuries. So what do you... you said in the ring. So is this boxing, wrestling?
No, yeah, I fought my whole life. I fought in the first MMA fight here on Maui.
What? Yeah.
You fought in the first MMA fight here on Maui?
Yeah, in Lahaina in 2001.
What really? Mixed martial arts were you doing?
I just went down and threw down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You just went down and threw down.
Wow, the Maui style arts.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about I have a bit about it. I never knew nothing about the sport.
Okay, well, this doesn't sound very responsible of the people putting on the event, though.
It was the first one. Like I didn't think they cared. And
knowledge
like,
wasn't
no, but here's the thing.
Yet.
Was this like a sanctioned thing,
or was this
in some guy's basement of
no,
a bar?
No, this is at the Civic Center in Lahaina.
This is a sanctioned.
I fought a guy from Housing Gracie Academy. Like yeah.
What?
This is legit. But
tell me more.
Well, no, Gracie Academy. House and Gracie Academy is a very like renowned fighting institution, but you just randomly fought a dude.
Yeah So there was no sanctions until like 2010,
and
like,
you,
there was no drug testing,
and you got CTE, you say.
Yeah, well, I was 265 pounds and I was fighting 6'5 300 pound Samoan guys. Yeah,
what could go wrong?
I was in the super heavyweight.
Yeah.
But wait, were they just short on people in that weight class?
Yeah, just short on people in general.
All right, you're on that weight class, so just hop in there. This is like when in the episode of The Simpsons where Homer Simpson fights the champ. You just like wandered in.
Didn't
they're like,
he
"Hey,
fight Mike Tyson or something on The Simpsons?"
His Mike Tyson's Simpsons alter ego is Dredderick Tatum.
Oh, okay.
Dredderick Tatum was the name of the Mike Tyson like character on The Simpsons. Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger is Rainier Wolfcastle.
Yeah. They kind of botched that in the Simpsons movie, though, right?
I did not care for the fact that instead of having Rainier Wolfcastle, who is the Arnold Schwarzenegger character, they used actual Arnold Schwarzenegger, which was just kind of dumb.
Yeah.
It was almost like the person writing that movie had never seen The Simpsons.
I agree that the person who wrote The Simpsons movie has never seen The Simpsons. Yeah.
But at least there was a lot of things that I wanted to see happen in The Simpsons movie, None of which were more important to me than seeing Bart's penis.
Yeah!
And thankfully, of all the things that they could have done with that Simpsons movie, they showed Bart's penis. So thank you so much for that, Simpsons movie writers. I don't know.
Did they ever ask Bart how he feels about it? Did Bart have to have his mom?
Actually, Bart was just on that documentary, Quiet on Set.
Yeah.
That was the animated section of that movie.
So imagine you're a cartoonist, right? You're spending days drawing his penis. Right?
Yeah.
Days.
Yeah.
They say it takes like 7 months to make a full episode.
And so, you're telling me that there's not pedophiles in Hollywood? Come on,
come
sheeple.
On, man.
Wake up. I got some fun stuff to talk about.
What?
Why don't we talk about TikTok?
Let's do it, baby. Are we talking about TikTok Texans, baby? Chee-haw!
You know how I feel about TikTok Texans.
TikTok Texans, baby. Yee-haw!
I don't know if you remember, Josh, a couple years ago, or might have a year or so ago, it snowed in Texas. And everybody in Texas lost their mind and was like, this is a conspiracy. The government's making it snow. And it just turns out that, like, climate change.
Now, TikTok. We're going to talk about TikTok again today.
Yeah. There's TikTok has been in the news for a couple reasons. But most importantly, because as we know, TikTok is owned by...
The Chinese. Spies.
And they're collecting all of the data of, like, every U.S. citizen, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have TikTok?
I do not have TikTok.
You don't have a TikTok account?
Nope. No TikTok.
No?
Account.
How about you?
I don't, but I do buy my shoes from DH Gate, which is a Chinese supplier that takes a month to get here.
Do you have a Huawei cell phone as well?
Not yet.
So I have a TikTok account, and I don't really go on TikTok to watch videos very often. But
I mean, there's like really attractive people dancing on TikTok.
Well, like my TikTok algorithm is very particular. It's scantily clad Latinas with big butts doing TikTok dances,
uh-huh.
And also like Josh Green doing science videos about like
Latino
photosynthesis.
Oh.
I would actually watch a video about Josh Green explaining Latina butts.
Why are leaves so thin?
Yeah.
Because they eat light. Hey-o, all right.
There you go. That's a good photosynthesis joke.
That's right, baby. And we're talking about photosynthesis.
Is that where you're getting your energy today? You got a bright green shirt on.
Yeah, dog.
Which says Callahan Auto Parts, which is a reference to Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy, baby. I was wearing the shirt last night at open mic, and somebody asked me if I knew what my shirt meant.
Okay.
And that means you look young.
Yes.
So they thought that you just accidentally bought a Tommy Boy shirt and didn't realize that it was a reference?
Yeah. I also
You should have been
it.
Like, no, my dad owns Callahan Auto Parts.
And he died of a heart attack.
Sandusky, Ohio.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Also, it's Sandusky, Ohio. So you're wearing a shirt with the name of a famous pedophile on there?
Oh, no.
I don't know how I feel about that, Chuck.
Maybe it's not Sandusky, Ohio. Maybe it's Sandusky,
Sandusky,
oh.
That's why there's the comets. Sandusky,
Maybe it just says Callahan. So all the former disgraced comedian.
Former. Did he quit? Did he retire from comedy or something?
That's what he says.
Is he back on island?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Because I saw some guy drove past me in a truck while I was riding my moped and yelled at me, and I think it was Callahan.
Yeah, we all think it's Callahan.
I invited him to the show, but he declined. Like, it was a polite text.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
I know. He's my favorite.
I love Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be perfect for a 3-minute slot.
Yeah.
I stayed at his house in the winter.
He'd be perfect for MMA and a brawl.
He's a tough
in
guy.
Lahaina.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
He is a tough guy.
He's a tough guy.
And
crack.
Ex-military, and he is a tough nut to crack, that Callahan. So TikTok is owned by the Chinese, and
the
most dangerous thing about TikTok is that they are aggregating everybody's data, right? They know, and if you have TikTok on your phone, they had to ban a lot of like government employees from having TikTok on their phone because it was gathering all their location data and all that stuff. So it's somewhat dangerous to U.S. security in certain extents. But recently, Congress has found out like, hey, if the Chinese have data on all of our citizens and all their location data and everything, that might not be the best thing for national security. So they passed a bill where they're going to try to force TikTok to sell to an American company. Because I think basically it's like, hey, if anybody's going to profit from having all of our citizens' data and spying on our citizens, it's going to be the U.S., right?
Yeah, it's going to be the NSA. It's going to be the FBI.
Yeah, I think Congress and the NSA, I think they're just jealous.
They got a big case of the jelly bellies. They're jealous, baby.
Yeah, I think the green-eyed monster has invaded them, and they're pretty much like, if only we had the idea to spy on people by having some sort of app where people post dances on there. But the Chinese came up with it first, so now they're going to try to force them to sell. I'm interested to see if this actually goes through. Like, it would be weird to see if they're actually going to be able to force a company to sell to a U.S. company. Because they're kind of like holding it hostage. Like, hey, we're going to ban you if you don't sell to an American company.
I think they should do the opposite. I think the U.S. government should talk about how cool TikTok is, and then no one will want to use TikTok.
Well, I think they're already doing that because during the Super Bowl halftime show, I think Joe Biden made a TikTok where he's making chocolate chip cookies or something like that. And it's one of those things where as soon as your parents start doing it, it's not cool anymore.
Yeah.
Just like
we used the Macarena.
And conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
It was like we used to be all about conspiracy theories, and then a certain former president goes on national television and starts spouting all types of crazy conspiracy theories.
Like, that's our job.
It's not fun anymore.
No.
We're supposed to be allowed to talk about conspiracy theories.
Also, somebody lit themselves on fire, literally.
Yeah, outside the Trump trial.
My wife asked me if he was alive.
He was.
What?
Yeah. They had him in one of those burn victim tents in the hospital.
Whoa. Well, I guess I got egg on my face.
And also, wasn't even saying anything about Trump.
His conspiracies are Simpsons related.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, he said that the Simpsons are part of the deep state.
Yeah,
maybe
dog.
We're on to something. Maybe he's a biscuitier.
Yeah, dog.
Because today we just exposed how the Simpsons movie writers are part of the deep state pedophile conspiracy.
They are.
Trying to normalize child nudity. Mm-hmm. Bart Simpson's what, 10?
Yeah, that's the perfect
age. What's his
canonical
age, right? 10 years old? That's how they like them. They like them young in Hollywood. Simpsons writers, we're on to you. Bunch of Harvard elites.
Who are the producers for the Simpsons movie?
Speaking of Simpsons writers, I don't want to wrangle Conan O'Brien into this conspiracy, but he does have a new show on HBO called Conan O'Brien Must Go. Super funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If you're a fan of those old Conan O'Brien late night shows... and the remote pieces that he used to do, mm-hmm. It's like a whole show that's just about Conan O'Brien going to different places in the world and acting kooky. Don't we love good old Conan?
How do you feel about pedophilia in the entertainment industry?
And Conan O'Brien. But those are two separate things. I just want to let everybody know those are two separate questions.
I don't know enough to talk about it.
So he says,
yes.
You're producing a show. Oh, you're going to Louis C.K. us in the green room?
Some of you.
Yeah.
I got cookies for you guys.
I ordered cookies from you gonna touch
Mimi's.
Another thing about TikTok is we talked about this. We touched on this briefly last week.
We touched on it.
But there's a conspiracy going around about Helen Keller not being real.
Yes.
So how do you feel about Helen Keller? What are your thoughts on Helen Keller, Josh?
I don't know enough to talk about it.
All right. Nah. So Helen Keller, right?
What's the conspiracy?
Deaf, dumb, blind kid can really play a good mean pinball. Right? That's the same person, right?
No, that's Tommy.
Oh, that's Tommy. I'm always conflating Tommy and Helen Keller, right? So Helen Keller was this rich chick, but she was deaf and blind.
She was a girl that was born deaf, dumb, and blind.
Mm-hmm.
And so people thought that, you know, she was just going to be like this feral animal and that, you know, that they were just going to let her run around the house and do whatever.
Her parents are always passing her basketballs and telling her to read it.
But then there was this lady who came along and there's a movie about it that was made in the 50s. I think Patty Duke's in it. There's this lady and she's called the name of the movie is called The Miracle Worker because mm-hmm. she comes along and she tries to teach Helen Keller like how to understand like sign language and Braille. So what she does is for somebody that's deaf, you would sign to them. You could spell out stuff mm-hmm. in sign language letter by letter, but she can't see or hear. So what she does is she makes the shape of the letter and puts it in the girl's hand. So that she's like, oh, she can feel each letter through sign language. And then there's a famous scene where she's spelling out water and she's like pushing the water pump. So
she has like a literal well outside. She's cranking it.
Yeah, it's like one
crank, Josh. Get your mind out of the gutter.
One of those like depression era water pumps that people had outside their house.
Just cranking it, bro.
So she's cranking the water onto her hand, and then she's spelling out the word water in sign language. And then all of a sudden, it clicks for her, and she's able to learn sign language and learn like how to speak about different things. And eventually, she went on to like learn Braille, and then she was able to write a book through having people translate and everything.
She became a women's rights activist.
And then there's all these people on TikTok that are like, if you're deaf, dumb, and blind, how can you write a book? Well, it's a conspiracy. I don't think she was actually blind.
And bumper stickers are flying off the 4chan website. People are putting bumper stickers all over their car that Helen Keller was not real.
Well, Helen Keller was real. We know that. But the question is, was she really blind and deaf?
So it's they're like,
how can she write a book if she's blind and deaf? It's like, no, don't you understand that, like, how translators work?
No, they don't.
You know who also doesn't understand translators? Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. So it's one thing to say that possibly we faked the moon landing, right? I like questioning the government. I think they're full of baloney a good chunk of the time, right?
Right.
But then people start saying, oh, the earth is flat. And I'm like, okay, maybe some people that perpetuate the earth is flat want us to remember basic grade school earth science. We should know how planets exist, right? Which we kind of forget all that, right? And then the newer conspiracy is that the Roman Empire is fake. That's but all it's like, over. And Tarsha?
The way these conspiracies start is they start as like a joke. Back in like the Middle Ages, people didn't actually think that the world was flat. People knew that the world was round. But
it was such an insult.
It was such an insult to say,
like, Shelbyville or flat earthers.
They're like, man, you're so dumb that I don't like that Simpsons reference, Chuck. You're getting you're on notice.
But is Helen Keller real?
I'm hearing that she was in the pocket of Big Braille, and she was trying to make it cool to be blind.
Yes.
Yes, and so, you know, the like
paving the way for Ray Charles.
Yeah, exactly. There's a conspiracy theory that Ray Charles wasn't actually blind, and Stevie Wonder.
Well, that would be a real wonder.
didn't Shaq, who, by the way, is a flat earther, I think Shaq said he was in an elevator with Stevie Wonder one time, and Stevie Wonder, like, looked up at him, and he was like, how did he know that I was tall?
Maybe he was just, like, trying to smell him? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he knows that Shaq is tall. I think Shaq smells like Papa John's pizza.
Ugh.
Shaq owns so many, like, food franchises. He's, like, a part owner of Papa John's.
He's a big part owner of Papa John's.
So
five times fast.
Big owner of Papa John's?
Big owner of Papa John's.
I think we're getting a Papa John's.
We are getting a Papa John's.
We are!
In addition to, I just found out that Ramen Bones, they're opening up a Kihei location.
They were originally going to open up a Kihei location next to Nutri's, but it fell through. They opened up, crazy enough that it opened up.
Have you been to Ramen Bones?
Yes, they make veggie fried rice.
Oh, yeah?
They are one of my favorite like ramen places on the island.
Wait, you can't have ramen then, because that's all like
No, they make veggie. They make veggie broth.
Veggie ramen broth.
Veggie broth.
It's really good. And the good thing about them, they're legit like Chinese. Like you go back there, they don't speak English. They're all yelling at each other. Tong, tong, tong.
Yeah. Yes. And they also talk about you in Chinese. Right,
and that's
to
how
your
you
face.
Know it's a great restaurant.
Yeah. They talk about
they're
you
cruel.
To your face.
Yeah.
Then they like laugh and look at you and you're like, can I just have my ramen, please?
Like, what are they saying?
But good takoyaki. I think I've had almost everything on their menu and everything on the menu is super good. Mm-hmm. And you know how you know it's super legit is that they have those plastic to-go containers that don't close and they have to put a rubber band around it.
That's legit, baby.
I don't know why do Asians do that? Why don't they just get the to-go containers that close?
I think it's better that way because you don't want it closed all the way because the steam overcooks it and changes it. When I get French fries to go, I don't want a tight clamshell or a tight cover. I want to play it loosey-goosey so it doesn't change it. It doesn't ruin the French fries for me.
Yeah, but then all the sauce drips out the side.
I just drank that before. More excuse.
You just put a straw in there?
Like, are you doing lines off your car seat? No, I'm licking the food off my car seat. Leave me alone.
I think Helen Keller was trying to get people to go blind because she was trying to make it cool to be blind.
It's cool to be blind.
And we know that TikTok is all about hurting people intentionally, like with the Tide Pod challenge.
Yes.
And the milk crate challenge. Remember that?
Oh, the milk crate challenge. The ice bucket challenge. That was for ALS, though, I think.
But right? You know, No. There was the ice bucket challenge.
What was that for?
That was for ALS.
Okay.
That was when you when you dumped water on people, right, to raise awareness.
Got 'em.
But then there was the milk crate challenge where the people would just stack up a bunch of milk crates and make steps and then try to run up it like stairs. And then everybody inevitably fell off because it's super unstable. And a bunch of people like broke their necks and stuff.
If we can't climb milk crates, how did we climb to the moon, Vincent Foti?
You know who else is?
Doesn't make sense.
You know
Doesn't
who else
up.
Is pro-blindness? Donald Trump.
Yeah, dog.
He's an op. Remember when there was the eclipse that went over
or
D.C.?
Was there.
And he stared at the sun?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was him trying to convince all the other people out there to stare directly into the sun and go blind.
That those glasses
and then
are a big scam.
More money in the pockets of Big Braille.
Big Braille, baby. That's what the U.S. government wants, is people to be blind. What's your favorite conspiracy, Josh?
I think the Kennedy one. I've watched so many movies and read books. I didn't know what to believe.
That's cool. Yeah. I recently just got to go to Dealey Plaza for the first time and go see the place where Kennedy was assassinated. And I got my picture taken outside the Texas Book Depository. It was a fun little jaunt that I did in my while I was in Dallas.
Book depositories? I only hear it in reference to that.
That's the only time that Texas ever mentions books is the Texas Book Depository.
That's why they always want to burn books. They're like, if we didn't have books, we'd still have Kennedy. Yeehaw!
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
Yep.
That's why they're burning books. All right, why don't we do a little follow-up junction? We are really moving along quickly in this show.
I
didn't realize.
This gravy train is a coasting, roasting, baby. Thanks for getting it dialed on in to KAKU 88.5, the voice of
gravy. Today's show is brought to us by Christopher Plummer's Plums, a subsidiary of Brad Pitt's Peaches.
Today's show is underwritten in part by lovely community sponsors like
Winona Ryder Horses. When you're looking for something to mount, think Winona Ryder.
I would do stranger things to her. We are so excited to have Josh on the show today. Josh has been a lovely comedian. You've really inserted yourself with love into the Maui comedy scene.
Now, should we do a little follow-up junction?
I would love to do nothing more than follow-up junction on KAKU 88.5.
The voice of gravy.
This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. I'm Chuck Sauce. He's Vince Foti.
So for follow-up junction, blow the train whistle.
You better believe it, baby.
Last week we were talking about... We were talking about the Godzilla movie starring Bryan Cranston.
There's like another Godzilla movie out right now. And what's what they're doing, like Godzilla X whatever?
So like in 2021, they had Godzilla versus Kong. Now they're doing Godzilla X Kong because they're teaming up. And there was just a Godzilla. There was like two Godzilla movies also that came out last year. One was
Skull
Godzilla Minus
Island.
One. And the other one was just like some random Godzilla King of Monsters movie or whatever. But we were talking about the one that came out with Bryan Cranston. And I thought it was maybe like 5 years ago. It was in 2014.
Whoa!
That Bryan Cranston
ago?
Godzilla movie was like 10 years ago, which
also,
is crazy.
Why are they making so many Godzilla movies?
And also, there's the Matthew Broderick Godzilla movie, which came out in 1998.
Wow.
Think it's like 26 years ago.
They set that movie up.
That's the one where he goes to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, and guess what? Spoiler alert. There was no sequel to that movie. Everybody thought it was not good.
They had a French taxi driver in it.
And then, let's see, I got a couple quick things from Morningwood as well.
Oh, yeah?
As you know, we have a Google alert set up for Porn Star because we talk about porn and porn star-related news on the show very often.
We're truthers.
And it turns out that there's something very big going on that's in the news right now involving a porn star. It's the Donald Trump trial. So he is sucking up all of the oxygen for porn star related news. Every single porn star alert that I'm getting in my Google inbox is all about Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels.
Also, you know what? I'm not a fan.
It's ruining my Google alerts.
I don't enjoy Stormy Daniels naked, but she is one of my least favorite style. I don't like the bolt-ons as much. What kind of breasts do you like?
36C.
Oh, okay, cool.
Same size as mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What kind of nipples do you like?
Yeah, because if you date somebody with 36Cs, also, you double your wardrobe.
Yeah, Joshy Poo, I love it. Oh, yeah.
But there is some good porn star news that I found out recently.
Thank the Lord.
Do you know Drea De Mateo?
Wait, no, I don't.
She's from Sopranos.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she recently started on OnlyFans, and it turned out, so she got blacklisted from Hollywood because she was like anti-vax and wouldn't get vaccinated. So a lot of people didn't want to have her on the set anymore.
Those Hollywood elites.
But then she decided to start an OnlyFans, and she, you know, she had gotten a little bit out of shape, like back in her Sons of Anarchy days.
Yeah.
But now she is back in her original Sopranos shape.
Can we watch her get in the jab, if you know what I mean?
And I don't know if there's any penetration, but she does have a fully nude OnlyFans, and turned out she was about to lose her house, and she was able to save her house and pay off her house using the money that she made from OnlyFans.
See, pornography is just keeping people together, keeping people in houses. Okay?
What would we do?
How many people are about to lose your home? Start an OnlyFans page. Give me your free password. I'll plug it on the show, and everybody wins, especially me. I love that organic content.
Yeah, she played Adriana on The Sopranos, and I just got done watching Sopranos a couple months ago. By the way, you were on our team for the Sopranos trivia, and we came in second place.
You gabagool fools.
He got all the questions correct.
Well, he's the smartest man alive.
You know, did you hear about the Italian ghost? He was a gabagool. All right. Yeah. And then one quick thing for Biscuits and Gravy News.
Play the song, baby. Come on.
All right, here we go. Biscuits and or Gravy News is brought to us by Taylor Swift's Overnight Alteration. Sometimes you need a Taylor, and sometimes you need a Taylor Swift. And today's show wouldn't be possible without the support of Matt Damon's exorcisms. Need to get out the demons? Get out the demons!
Today's show is underwritten apart by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like David Spade's Spades. Let Joe Dirt help you with Yo Dirt on the Biscuits and Gravy Show. And finally,
Tom Brady's Gravy. All the ladies want Brady's Gravy.
Tom Brady's doing a cooking show. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
We'll talk about that next week. Spoiler alert.
It'll help you deflate your hunger.
Yeah,
all
baby.
Right, so Biscuits and or Gravy News. Last week we talked about at Holiday World, there's a theme park called Holiday World in Indiana. And it's all the theme is different holidays. And so the Thanksgiving section of the park has a roller coaster coming out. And it's a gravy-themed roller coaster where all the cars are gravy boats. The name of the roller coaster is Good Gravy.
Good Gravy!
And I'm proud to say they're getting ready for their inaugural ride. The first ride is on May 3rd.
Ooh.
And they also held an auction to auction off the chances to be on the very first ride. Mm. And they were able to raise over $2,000 for a local charity. So that gravy roller coaster is already giving back.
That's what gravy is known best for.
We should have bid on it.
Yes.
So are you not a roller coaster guy?
No, I can do roller coasters.
Okay, because it seemed like you.
I'm a bigger fan of roller coasters.
You went on the roller coaster with us.
Yeah.
In Japan, we went on that really crazy Jurassic Park roller coaster. It's called the Flying Dinosaur.
Yeah, dog.
But it seemed like it took a little arm twisting from Christy to get you to go on there.
I am afraid of heights, but okay. I like challenging myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should always do things that are a little bit outside your comfort zone.
Like, I'm always afraid of bringing a gun into a bank.
If I didn't do that, I never would have tried comedy for the first time.
We tried comedy the first time together.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
I know, what a quinky dink.
So in Japan, is it true that like fat guys are with smoking hot chicks?
I mean, I was with a smoking hot chick. Heyo!
Did you see it? Was that
the sumo wrestlers that we met in Japan were very, very like pimply. Highly regarded.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if it's worth it because the Hawaiian sumo wrestler just died at 54. That's not good. I don't think you want to die at 54.
Well,
that's what the government wants.
You gotta be big and beautiful, but you also gotta balance it with a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
he should have went vegan.
Yeah.
Just like.
How much seafood did you eat? Did you eat way too much shellfish?
Yeah, it's probably what ruined me.
Yeah, do you have gout? Is that what it is?
Yeah, my body doesn't take out the uric acid.
Oh yeah, it's gout, baby.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's rare.
Like a genetic thing though, too.
Yeah, my dad had it.
In Western Europe they call it the rich man's disease. But
can you just eat a bunch of meat and then go get dialysis or something?
I could if I did that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Clean out my blood.
What? And then you could eat the pig when you're done. I saw the house episode.
So you just get a dialysis machine, hook it up to you, and then head over to McDonald's. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, McDonald's stopped making salad. I can't eat anything at McDonald's besides the apple pie and a french fries.
Oh, yeah. Remember the salad shakers? I mean, that's just a good idea.
Yeah.
Having a lid that you can put the dressing in and shake it up.
Shake it up.
So you don't have to mix it.
No.
And then all the dressing gets evenly distributed. That's just smart thinking.
And you burn calories shaking it up, baby. Come on.
And you also work on that muscle memory that Chuck needs.
Yep. Good old muscle memory.
All right, so we got a couple minutes left. Do you want to do Gluttony Club? Do you want to do Spoiler Alert? We talked about Helen Keller. So, Spoiler Alert, I made some homemade smoked sausages.
Oh, you smoking sausages?
Yeah, so we got a sausage stuffer / meat grinder, and I got a bunch of pork from the store, some ground pork. And I made cheddar sausages with poblano. I took a poblano and diced it up really thin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's like 5 pounds of pork, 1.5 to 2 pounds of like shredded cheddar, and then a very finely diced up poblano. And then, you know, you put all the seasonings and the prog powder, which is like a progressive powder. A prog powder is like a curing powder that you're supposed to put in sausages and hot dogs and stuff. That's where you get your nitrates. And a bunch of smoked paprika and all this fun stuff. And Diana and I sat around and made sausages all day. And then I smoked them in the pellet smoker. It was very fun. I had my shirt off. It was like that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer and Newman are making the sausages.
Yeah. Now you can smoke veggies, Josh. And they're definitely veggies that are smoked.
Yeah, get yourself a pellet smoker and smoke up some veggies.
Smoke some cheese? That's pretty rad.
And you can smoke some herb.
Now, is it worth it to stay alive if you can't eat meat? And like, you know, other stuff.
Yeah, Chuck's asking you if your life is worth living.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard at first. And then after a couple months, they told me I could go back and eat meat, and I didn't.
I know a lot of people that are gout. They just
eat
a lot of
chicken. What about now?
But yeah, my levels have dropped, but I feel so great not eating meat. I've never felt like that. Like,
wow.
Interesting.
So you could eat meat now, but you're choosing not to?
Yes.
Good for you, man.
Wow.
The blood flows through your body.
So I guess the answer is yes.
I don't know how that works.
His life is worth living, Chuck.
Meat clogs your arteries.
Yeah. Meat makes it smooth, like a slip and slide. Yeah? Everyone knows that.
I know if you stop eating meat, your blood flows to your body, and supposedly you gain an inch on your pee-pee.
Oh, yeah? I lost like 60 pounds, and all I gained was bigger boobs, actually. Corky wants to know, is it worth it to stay alive if you can't eat meat? ! That's what we're asking, Corky.
Wait, does she want to know the answer also, or is she offended by
Corky's
the question?
Corky's waiting with bated breath. She's like, hold on, is it?
All right, let's talk, let's do a little spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, we have like a show to do.
For spoiler alert, the show that's on everybody's mind right now is Fallout. I just started watching the first episode of Fallout. If you're a fan of cousin sex, you're going to love it. But a lot of people have told me that it was really good, and I watched the first episode.
What network is it on?
It is on Amazon Prime.
Oh, wow. Usually that's like an HBO thing to do the incest.
Yeah, it's usually a Game of Thrones. Speaking of Game of Thrones, which you hear in the background right there, Game of Thrones, very popular for incest. But that was brother and sister. This is cousin stuff. So far, I enjoyed the first episode. I'm looking forward to watching it more. But I've also been plowing through the first season of The Americans.
Previously,
I had watched like the first two or three seasons of The Americans. But then for no fault of the show, I just happened to fall away from it. And it was so long ago that I watched it that I didn't remember what happened. So I was like, I'm just going to start over again from the beginning. And Diana has never seen it. So we're watching it together.
I love The Americans, man.
I remember enjoying watching the show, but also one of the reasons why I wanted to finish watching it is because I've heard from multiple sources that it ends very well.
Ooh.
And so, you know, when a show really sticks the landing like that, it makes you excited to watch it because you know you're going to come away with a rewarding experience.
What do you like to watch on TV? Friend of the show, Josh, who's plugging a show this Friday at Pro Arts.
Man, I actually been watching Chinese dramas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They call them chamas?
I've been downloading Chinese dramas.
Yeah?
Like what? You want to plug one?
No. But Game of Thrones.
That's
my
Chinese
favorite.
Game of Thrones?
That's the one I'll plug.
Are you watching these on TikTok? Where are you watching them at?
That's where you get, like, on Instagram, you get those, you see those little dramas, Chinese dramas, and then you download them.
A Korean zombie
show. Like very over the top, right?
Yeah, it's drama.
Also, if you like Japanese drama, Shogun on FX is super good right now. A lot of people out there are watching Shogun. I am a big fan. It's sort of like a Japanese Game of Thrones without magic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, check out Shogun on FX.
I finished The Three Body Problem. Most of it was good. I was a very dumb person, believe it or not, and I thought it was going to be...
about astrophysics?
More going on instead of like, oh, it ends. It's going to... There's multiple books. It's not going to solve it.
Yeah, there's going to be like three seasons, I believe. Yeah. Because there's three books.
I'm so impatient. I don't want to wait. Ah!
I am still on the fence as to whether or not I'm going to watch it because it was produced by the same guys that did Game of Thrones, who I'm still mad at.
It has a good Silicon Valley vibe to it, and there's a lot of people from Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley in it. So I call it Silicon Game of Thrones.
There's people from Silicon Valley in
it? There's tons of people from Silicon Valley.
Really?
In it, yeah.
Huh.
And a lot of people from Game of Thrones.
Do you know about the guy who was like one of the producers of the show got convicted of murder and in China and they're going to put him to death?
What?
Did you hear about that?
No.
Yes, there was some guy that he was jealous of, so he poisoned a bunch of people and the guy that he was trying to poison died. And there's a lot of collateral damage of other people getting sick.
Talk about a body problem.
They found it was him, and they convicted him of murder, and I think China's going to execute him.
Wow.
Yeah, just look up big three-body problem.
See, that's wild.
Producer poison murder.
So in China, rich people can get punished?
Yeah.
What?
That's crazy.
I thought we were the freedom. That sounds crazy.
How draconian.
What? Hold on. Did you know this? In other countries, rich people can get punished? I didn't know it was a thing.
I didn't know.
I thought rich people were just a meme to everything.
We want to throw our support to friend of the show, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Even though he's clearly guilty, we hope that...
Well, I hope it makes good
TV
will
not
drama.
Be held responsible for any of his actions.
Like I hope it
like he has never been his entire life.
As it should be for rich people.
All right.
All right.
It's time for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the room. Our first question comes from Jackson in Tacoma, Washington. He wants to know, where is Guantanamo Bay?
Guantanamo Bay is in Cuba.
Yes.
Or Cuba.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is absolutely correct.
Baby.
Betty in Macon, Georgia wants to know this one. In season 1, episode 12 of South Park, a giant mechanized version of this EGOT winner destroys the town.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand is absolutely correct. She
EGOT,
is
baby Emmy Grammy.
Emmy
Oscar
Grammy.
Oscar Tony.
Oscar Tony, that is correct.
Boop. That's the Biscuit Boy show, baby. We're going to make the Biscuit Boy Broadway.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as we come out with our Broadway show, we will get our Tony.
No women in it. It'll be the Broadway.
It was Mecca Streisand. Streisand. Okay. And our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
Yep.
Our third question, Josh, you might actually be able to help Chuck out with this one.
I'm going to go.
UFC just hit a milestone by having what number event?
Their 100th.
300.
300.
300 is correct. And you botched it, Chuck, but Josh, you got 1 out of 3, and Chuck, you got 2 out of 3. You know what they say.
+2 out of 3.
Thanks for listening to the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. Check us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com. Please support local comedy. Josh, thanks a million. And for me to you, hello!